Hello everybody, how are you today? The last time I was on, giving a little pastor's pep talk, my computer was prompting me that there was an update that it wanted me to download. I haven't done that, by the way. I still haven't done it. I must get around to doing it some of these days. It's a wee bit like the many promptings that we get. We kind of put them on the long finger and we kind of stall at getting it done. Well, in my Bible reading this morning again, I was reminded of a promise, or reminded of a wee challenge from God's Word that I read last year. And it was in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, and it's verse 11 and 12, and it contains that word prompt. And it says this, Paul speaking, he says, "So we keep on praying for you, asking our God to enable you to live a life worthy of his call. May he give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do. Then the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be honoured because of the way you live, and you will be honoured along with him. This is all made possible because of the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ." That word prompt, that he would give you the power to do all that your faith prompts you to do, and all for the glory and for the honour of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul prays that God will empower you to do all that your faith prompts you to do, it means it's something very difficult, something challenging, something not easy, something not usual, something that's going to put you to the test. And I notice four phrases in this little passage that I want to try and tease out for you. Your faith, what does your faith mean? It's to do with your walk with God, hasn't it? And then that prompting, that inner desire that comes as a result or a consequence of walking with God. And then he uses God empowering. When he says God empowering, he's saying God, you're going to need God's help, God's strength to accomplish that with your heart. As you walk with God, is prompting you to do. And I also noticed then that Christ would be honoured. So everything that he's going to prompt us to do is going to be done so that Christ will be honoured. So this is going to be something difficult. It's going to be something challenging. It's going to be something personal because it's my walk with God. And it's not what somebody else says I need to do. But it's as I walk with God, he prompts me. And he challenges me. And I want to say this. It's all too easy in this day to hide behind the government's advice, and whilst I'm not saying that we should flaunt that advice, it's all too easy to use the excuse, well, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything, and I can't visit anyone, and we hide behind this excuse and say, I'm socially distancing myself and I'm isolating myself, and what I have found is the tendency sometimes for to down tools and stop any service or think that we can't serve God even though we're socially distanced and even though we're isolating ourselves. And I trust that we're not using it as an excuse, because I wouldn't want to think that God's people have down tools when we should be serving the Lord at this time. And there are several ways, I believe, that we can serve the Lord, because... Well, I know, I mean, I'll agree with you. I believe that we were far too busy. We were running around and we were chasing our tails and we were meeting ourselves coming around the corner. But nevertheless, I believe that we're called for such a time as this. Remember listening to John MacArthur saying, of all times and of all people, it's God's people should be showing forth the way, should be shining brightly for him in these dark days when people's hearts are failing. And Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And Paul also says in 2 Corinthians 5:14, he says, the love of Christ constraineth me. And so the people of God are driven by a desire to serve God, because that's our calling. Paul talked about it in the little reading that we read. It's our calling to worship him, and it's our calling to serve him. And if you're looking for extra time, time to be with the family, and time to take stock. There's an awful lot of things that we're doing that we could cut out from this moment on, so that we can have more time with the Lord and whatever. But here's three things that I believe the Lord is saying as our faith prompts us. Here's the first thing. Reach within our hearts. Lord, what is it that I can be doing in these days? Lord, what is it you're prompting me to do? What is it? Paul says the love of Christ constraineth him. So, Lord, what is your love for me and love for the lost constraining me to do? And so we need to search our hearts. Reach into our hearts and say, Lord, what can I do? Where can I serve? How can I serve you now? How can I serve you where I'm at in my circumstances or in my situation? And I believe that if you pray that prayer and if you have that sincere, genuine heart, then I believe that God will show you what to do. And I also believe that not only do you reach within yourself, but reach out to God. Ask the Lord. Start praying for people. Start praying for opportunities. Start praying for situations that you know exist. And then something that I've been doing, which I haven't been accustomed to doing very much, usually I go to a person's house to do this, and I've prayed with a lot of people on the phone. I've prayed over many circumstances. I've prayed over many situations. I've prayed with a mother who's very recently, whose daughter, whose young married daughter, who's a mother herself, has got a cancer on the glands, and prayed with them. I've prayed with individuals who are feeling the stress of loneliness. And so maybe you could think of someone that you could pray with or pray for. Maybe someone you could ring and say, I'm thinking about you and I want to pray with you. And share your heart with them as you pray. So we could pray. But here's the third thing. You could reach out to others. And this is where I believe we'll need the empowering of God as we reach out to others. Because when we need God's power, it's, as I said, something that's going to be difficult. Something that's maybe not natural for us, not normal, we're not familiar with it. Let me say the first thing. Perhaps a long-lost friend. Someone who once came to church with you. Someone who once came to church. Someone who once walked with God. I wonder would God lay someone like that in your heart today? And would you consider the prompting of the Spirit to reach out to that individual and phone them up or write a little card? Interestingly, I've been hearing that, yes, we can ring and we can phone and we can do FaceTime and all of those things. But you know what? I believe when someone takes time to write a card, post it, and you get it a few days later, it means something. Maybe you could write something to an individual. Share with them how you're facing these days of challenge and difficulty. Reach out to someone who once walked with the Lord and is now gone away. Maybe just now their heart's ready. And maybe just now their heart's right for someone like you to contact them and inquire after them. Go with the prompting of your heart. I do not believe that God is prompting you to down tools and wait until COVID-19 takes more lives. Because we're still in the day of grace. And there are people, I believe, I was talking to someone today on the phone, or was it yesterday? And they said to me they've been talking to people. On one elderly individual in their 80s has recently come to the Lord, and then another couple have come to the Lord, all because of COVID-19 and this pandemic. So God is using this to speak to hearts. Reach out to someone. Maybe there's a broken friendship. A broken friendship. And when I say a broken friendship, maybe they have hurt you and the relationship is in tatters. I believe God will give you the power, will give you the grace, and can give you the strength to reach out to that individual and tell them that you forgive them. And as you've been thinking of the circumstances in which we find ourselves today, time is far too short. Time is far too short to waste it. Because who knows? This could be the forerunner to Christ coming back. So reach out to someone, a broken friendship, even though they may have hurt you, because I believe that that will also need the empowering of God to help you. Perhaps someone that someone very difficult, someone very unusual, the Lord has laid on your heart. And you've been ignoring it for some time. Yeah, you've been ignoring it. I've known in many situations and many people. I remember my own father. I was one of those people that I found very, very difficult. Because you'll always find your own people, your own family are the ones that are most difficult, don't you? I remember having my quiet time one morning. And the Lord challenged me, because I was in the faith mission at the time. And the Lord challenged me, listen, you're knocking doors, you're having gospel meetings, but you've never really seriously considered talking to your father. Well, that morning I said to Esther, God has challenged me. I got into the car and I drove the 45 miles. I drove the 45 miles to speak with my father and told him about the love of Jesus Christ and that he could know forgiveness of sins and peace with God. And so I had that conversation. What he did with that was up to him. But I felt peace in my heart that I had done exactly what God had prompted me to do. And there might be someone in your workplace, some of your family, someone of near and dear, even someone in the house, in the home with you. And God will prompt you to speak out to them today too. Or perhaps it's someone that you've become very friendly with, and you're friends with them, but you've never actually taken the courage to speak to them about Christ. Paul says, I'm praying that God will give you the power to enable you to do that which your faith is prompting you to do. And for what reason? So that Christ will be honoured as people see the way that you live. And what is the way we live, folks? The way we live is for not for self comforts or for self pleasure. The way we live, is it not for Jesus? Are we not seeking in this world to serve King Jesus? Is that not what Paul was talking about? That we have been called in this wee passage? Can I encourage you to seek the Lord, to reach within your heart, Lord, what are you asking me to do? And then reach out to the Lord and say, Lord, give me the strength, give me the courage, give me the guidance. And then reach out to others and ask him, ask the Lord to help you in every one of those situations. I haven't exhausted the list. There could be many others. Perhaps this is a way you could serve the Lord. Let's not down tools. Let's take up the mantle. Let's take up the banner. And let's, because the Great Commission has not been rescinded. He says, go ye into all the worlds. Instead of gathering into little huddles, God scattered them right throughout the world. And because of the many means that we have today, we don't have to leave our homes. I'm speaking to you and I'm in my study area in the house here. And yet this is reaching out to many people right around. Can I encourage you? Take some of the messages you find and share them. Share them with others. I know individuals that are listening to these little pastor pep talks because somebody has shared them with someone who shared them with someone. I got that message today. Ah, folks, can I encourage you? Would you follow the prompting of your faith as you serve God, so that you might honour Christ and bring glory to his name? Thank you, and may God bless you. Father, thank you that your grace is sufficient. And Lord, you've given us the power of the Holy Spirit to serve you in these days. You've called us for such a time as this. And we pray that we will use this time to bring glory and honour to your precious, high and holy name. Bless those people, Lord, who've been challenged, and who will take on board the challenge and do something about the prompting of their heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.